Okay, we're back. This is Ryan and
Joe.
Joe, we're back for another talk today about zombies. So last time, Joe, we were just talking about the basics of zombies. Today we're going to go a little further. I'm going to ask you some questions more about zombies. Now, the zombies we're going to talk about today are the slow and dumb kind. They're the kind that you're not bugging out, but you have decided to stay holed up inside your house. You're home alone. Your house has a yard, but you're in an urban environment with a forested area at the edge of the town. Can you picture this, Joe?
Yes, I can.
What does this remind you of? Does this remind you of anything?
Like most zombie movies.
Most zombie movies. All right. So, all right, here we go, Joe. At some point, you'll run out of canned foods you had in storage. How would you go about obtaining more food?
Well, when you run out of food, it's obvious you've been in there long enough.
So, then what? You mean you have to leave, or?
Leave.
So you're taking your chances. So what would you do? How are you going to get food?
Well, you would have your wet pants, wouldn't you? Go out and get some.
I'm assuming you'd have some weapons. So, do you take a risk at going to, say, a grocery store?
Nope.
Why?
You'd want to leave the open area.
So where would you go to get food?
To the forest.
So, wait a minute. So, you're saying you would hunt for food?
Yes.
Now, can animals be affected by zombies?
They'll die before they're affected.
Really? Is it safe to eat animals that have been infected by zombies?
Most likely not. It's a virus, so probably not.
So, unknown. So what animals would you seek in the forest to eat?
Probably deer.
Deer? Oh, that's a good choice. Do you think zombies would try to affect a deer?
Well, since animals have this ability that we lost over time, they wouldn't be affected because they could smell the virus.
Huh. So deer would have a tough time being caught anyways because they could sense.
And that's how you could tell when the zombies know, because the area would be quiet.
Plus, you think about zombies, they're kind of slow, aren't they? Are they slow moving?
Yeah.
Yeah. Slower than normal. What about water? What would you do for water?
Go to like lakes.
And that's safe now? Could zombies affect the water somehow? Could they taint the water?
Well, you're going to heat the water up.
Ah.
Just mix some.
So you have to, okay, so you have to boil it. All right. So it's undeniable that you're going to have to leave your house once in a while, right? To scavenge for supplies. So what's your method of getting around then?
Well, if zombie attack does happen and I leave my home, I wouldn't come back.
So you go out to the forest, get your supplies, but not go back?
Just stay out in the forest. Maybe just leave.
But why not go back to your house?
Well, it's in an open environment, so there'll be more zombies there.
So it's likely by the time you leave, they will have discovered.
It'd be dangerous.
Huh.
Going back. You'd be taking more risk.
So then you're going out to the forest. Do you have some sort of a pack? Some sort of survival kit on your, like a backpack of supplies? Something like that? What kind of things would you put in your supply pack?
Well, a knife.
A knife? Okay.
That'd be very, really important.
What about, you said you had to boil water, so I'm guessing some sort of
pan, pack.
Some sort of way to start a fire. So it's kind of like you're camping.
But for a very long time.
So where would you sleep in the forest?
Probably up in the trees.
All right.
So that it can't get me.
So this might sound like a dumb question. Can zombies climb trees?
No.
Why?
They're too dumb. They wouldn't think of it.
Huh. So they're just not, they won't even look up.
Nope.
Huh. All right, so let's say you're scavenging for supplies. You're looking around for anything to add to your pack. Are there any specific areas or locations you go to first?
Me?
Yeah.
Probably like a gun, so something
a
like
gun
that.
Store. Huh. So you'd have to really know where the places were.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, besides a gun store, where else would you go? So you're saying stay away from the grocery stores.
Well, definitely malls.
Or the malls. Gun stores. What about a convenience store? Like a gas station, like a 7-Eleven. Taking a risk going there too, but better
depends,
than.
Especially if it's just like on the highway in a small town.
So, what non-food supplies would you be especially happy to find when scavenging?
Non-food?
Yeah. Like, what kind of supplies would you be very happy?
Gasoline.
Gasoline. Mm-hmm. All right. Explain. Why gasoline?
Well, gasoline is very important. Use it to stop fires. And the good way to kill the virus is with fire.
Ah.
So, if you have a bunch of zombies you just killed.
Yeah.
Put it on it and catch them on fire.
So to kill a zombie, you could also burn a zombie?
Yep.
So you'd kill the zombie and kill the virus.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So let's say you're out scavenging, you come across a zombie. What would be your main method of taking them out? Like if they're getting in your way, of you trying to figure out, trying to find stuff?
Destroy the brain. Depends what weapon they have.
So you'd have to use one of your weapons. You'd mm-hmm. have to kill a zombie. All right. So a world infested by zombies is a dangerous place. It wouldn't be a bad idea to fortify your house using simple tools and materials. How would you go about fortifying your house? You know what I mean by that? How would you?
Board up the windows.
Okay.
And stuff. Board up the doors. Have something around that can destroy your cells, just in case they do get in.
And what about the boarding? Do you do that from the inside,
outside?
From
the
inside? Man.
Oh, you don't have to do that. Just destroy the cells so they couldn't get up. Be quiet.
Huh. Well, so being bunkered up in your home gives you a limited view of what goes on in the outside world.
Yeah.
And so you decided it's quite handy to be able to know what's going on in your neighborhood. So you can act in a timely fashion when danger presents itself. How would you go about doing this? How would you be able to see the outside world if it's all boarded up?
Well, the upstairs that need to be boarded up, so just use the windows upstairs.
So you use the windows upstairs. So would you have binoculars and everything like that?
Yep.
All right, Joe, so today you pretty much told me about getting some supplies and boarding up your house if a zombie attack were to occur. Let's say finally an army rolls down the street and starts clearing the mess up. When this day comes, you want them to know exactly where you are and that you are safe and that you're not a zombie, I'm guessing. Maybe they could tell that you're not a zombie. Could they tell you're not a zombie?
Depends.
So how would you relay that message that I'm not a zombie, I need some help, I'm up here and I'm safe?
Once they get past you, I'll definitely make sure you're not a zombie by speaking, because that's something zombies can't do.
Oh, wait a minute. Zombies can't talk?
Nope.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that.
You can only moan.
No.
And they do that accidentally.
They do the moaning sounds. I think I might have a zombie sound effect here. Hold on. All right, Joe, so you're saying a zombie sounds like this.
In a way.
Or. These are very musical zombies, by the way.
Yes, they are.
That would be a girl zombie. That'd be an old zombie. And that wraps it up today with Joe and Ryan. We're done talking about zombies. Maybe we'll talk about zombies again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. See you next time.